Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 347 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 8, a difficulty, and I knew that Mr. Frank didn't want him in there. Mr. Frank had told me, Lee, I have discharged Mr. Gant. I don't want him in here. Keep him out of here. And he had said, when you see him hanging around here, watch him. That is the reason I thought Mr. Frank was startled when he saw Mr. Gant. Mr. Gant is a great big fellow, nearly 7 feet. When he went out, I watched him as he went to the beer saloon and I went on upstairs. He left the factory about 6:30. I went through the machine room every time I made a punch that night. I went to the ladies' dressing room every half hour that night until 3:00. I went all over the building every half hour, excepting the basement. I went down to the basement every hour that night. Mr. Frank had instructed me to go over the building every half hour, and he said go down in the basement once in a while. He said go back far enough to see the door was closed. He told me to look out for the dust bin, because that is where we might have a fire, and to see that the back door is shut, and to go over all the building every half hour. No, he didn't give me any different instructions on that Saturday. He didn't tell me not to go in the basement or in the metal department. He allowed me to carry out the instructions just like I had been doing before. Yes. If I had gone back to find out whether that door was closed or not, I would have found the body, but I could see if the door was open, because there was a light back there. No, it wasn't open that night. It was shut when I found the body. It was about 10 minutes after I telephoned the police that they arrived. When I was down there, I was close enough to the door to see it was shut. There was a light in front of it. There was no light.